Hello everyone, this is the 100 Yards Away podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Fernandez. And today we got some interesting news around the NFL. Interesting, but more so sad more than anything. Nothing tragic-wise, thankfully, but, you know, a situation that came about, that was released by TMZ hours ago, with the situation with Earl Thomas, safety for the Baltimore Ravens, formerly Seattle Seahawks safety. You know, in my opinion, by the way, has been the best safety in the NFL over the last decade. You know, no one has had more an impact on the safety position than he has. But unfortunately, that's not what I'm here to talk about. Talk about an incident that got released about him and his wife, an incident that happened back on April 13th. So just get right to it. So according to TMZ and other reports that were following the incident, you know, Nina Thomas, his wife, Earl Thomas's wife, Nina Thomas, was arrested on April 13th in Austin, Texas, and was charged with first-degree felony burglary of a residence with intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And that's a quote based on the court document. Apparently, Nina Thomas had suspicions of Earl Thomas cheating on her, and somehow, some way, I don't know how this works, but she happened to use the social media app Snapchat to track where Earl Thomas was into the rental home that he was staying in. And Nina Thomas happened to bring two women along with her, I'm assuming two friends. They eventually somehow broke into the rental home or got in without permission, if you will. And she had happened to found Earl along with Earl's brother, Seth Thomas, in separate bedrooms with two other women. Bad situation right off the bat. But she happened to bring Earl Thomas's gun, and Nina Thomas, upon when police arrived, she stated that she brought the gun to scare her husband and happened to take the magazine out, but was unaware that there was a bullet still in the chamber. That's a scary situation, you know. Imagine if she had pulled the trigger accidentally and tragedy would have ensued. Thankfully, that didn't happen. So according to the report, she pointed the gun at Earl Thomas's head. The gun was less than a foot away from the man's head. And according to the arrest warrant, one of the women who was with the Thomas brothers in the rental home stated Earl requested Nina to give him the handgun. And with her free hand, she began hitting him at his face, specifically his eye, his arm, and the groin area. And then the gun fell to the ground as they both wrestled for the gun. Thankfully, Earl Thomas recovered it, because, of course, it always could have been a bad situation had she maintained the gun. And it was about 3:41 a.m. on that April 13th night, or early morning, however you want to put it. The police arrived and found Nina Thomas chasing Earl with a knife in her hand. That's a scary situation, of course. You know, she was obviously came in with a lot of rage. Nina Thomas, along with the two other women who arrived at the rental home with her, all got arrested for burglary of a residence. And as it was reported, Nina Thomas is expected to make her first court appearance on June 8th. So yesterday, on May 6th, before TMZ was able to release all the details regarding the incident that happened almost a month ago, he had put out a post on Instagram, which he since deleted, saying that his agent called him to notify him that TMZ would be, again, releasing the details, and he wanted to get ahead of the report. He also said, and I quote, "It's not really anybody's business. It pisses me off that it got out, but it's the world we live in today. But instead of talking about us, just keep us in y'all's prayers. Stuff like this happens." And Earl Thomas did note that he and his wife are speaking to each other, I assume trying to fix the situation, and he is seeing his three kids that he also has with his wife. You know, just want to say it's, you know, it's crazy, especially with a talented player like this, a future Hall of Famer, who has a story come out about him and is going to be labeled, I mean, it's safe to say, labeled a douchebag, you know, an unfaithful man. And, you know, the worst part about this situation is someone could have gotten seriously hurt, you know. What if she had pulled the trigger accidentally? She did have it was stated in the report, she did have her finger in the trigger as she was pointing the gun directly at his head. And also, when you're chasing a man with a knife, I mean, it gets extremely personal at that point as well. Yeah, scary situation. Infidelity, I'm not going to delve too deep into that. Obviously, that's not related to football. There's not really much to what football is about. But yeah, it's a crazy situation. Hopefully them two can sort it out in some way, and hopefully Earl Thomas can stay out of the spotlight for the wrong reasons. He doesn't have a history of, bad behavior off the field in his 10 years in the league. So hopefully this will be the first and last. But going forward, hopefully he can just take care of his business and have a great season upcoming in what will be his 11th season, second with the Baltimore Ravens. They have a great defense, and he may be the anchor of that defense. And so I'm sure he'll do great things as long as he's on the field, up and running, and healthy. So there you have it. And as to really disturbing news on this, not to lay on this episode, or situation with Telvin Smith today, or like hours ago, pleading a no guilty plea to charges placed against him for unlawful sexual contact with a minor. It was reported back, there was a separate report back on April 29th, with multiple reports coming out that Telvin Smith was accused of having sexual intercourse with a 17-year-old girl on multiple occasions in the summer of 2019, specifically August and September, I believe. And it was back in November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving, police arrived at his residence and had a crime scene van come in there for hours to do some investigation. Eventually, they towed up Telvin Smith's Cadillac Escalade away that night, but he was not arrested. This event was connected to the incidents he had with the 17-year-old girl, and according to the warrant that was received, it is stated that, and I'm paraphrasing here, that Telvin Smith offered her $200 after they had their first sexual encounter to keep the secret between the two of them and to tell anyone who raised suspicion about the two meeting up to claim Smith as her mentor. She took half the money Smith offered to her, and there was reports that they had sexual intercourse not just in Smith's car but in his house as well. So huge reason why they may have taken the vehicle to do some DNA research to see if they could find some evidence there, some physical evidence. It's crazy. It's insane. May of last year, Telvin Smith told the NFL he would be stepping away from football to get his world in order and to take time off for his family and his health. And of course, this is not the reason. I wonder why he may have taken some time off in the first place. If this had to do any part of it, who knows if he was seeing this girl for longer than ha and it has been reported in the warrant, in the document. Since his arrest, he had been released out of prison on a $50,000 bond, and a scheduled court date for Smith's case is on the 20th of May. And if the road, excuse me, if down the road, if Smith's conviction of the charges placed against him, he will be in prison for up to 15 years, and worst of all, his image will be very likely be tarnished forever. It's a very unfortunate situation. Telvin Smith, people, it's crazy because especially you don't know Everybody knows, and in the NFL world knows, how Jacksonville had an absolute dominant defense, arguably the best defense in all of football 2017. And we talk about Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, and a few other players on that defense. But Telvin Smith was a big part of their success that year. And also in 2018, he had a career high in tackles. He emerged himself as one of the best linebackers in the NFL, just, got into his prime. And unfortunately, this is going to easily overshadow any short success he had in a short time in the NFL. It's unfortunate. Regardless if he is guilty or not in the court of public opinion, his reputation is tarnished forever in that regard. And it'll be much worse if he is found guilty. But it's something that it's something you definitely don't want to be known of. No, he said he needs to take his time off for to get his life in order. I mean, or to get his world in order. And you wonder, a guy, what, instead of maybe, I don't know if it was going through his life, if he needed some type of counseling or there was some like problems, personal problems that the public didn't know about that he needed to straighten out and wanted to get all this time back away from football and use that time to better himself. But clearly, he was willfully engaging in unlawful activity. His legacy, again, his legacy may be tarnished forever. He very likely would be a sex offender if he is found guilty of these charges going forward. It's crazy. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully he can get his mind right and his situation right, regardless if he's found guilty or not. But he has, he's gonna have to really work on himself big time, and he's gonna have some explaining to do going forward in the future, assuming he is found not guilty. But other than that, onto better news. Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. That will of course be in a golf match and not on the football field. This is in part to raise money, I believe $10 million for COVID-19 relief efforts for charity. It's obviously a great thing to do at a much needed time, of course. Give some people something exciting to look forward to. Something like this that doesn't happen often, when two of the best golfers pair up with two of the best quarterbacks of all time. And it should be an interesting time. I'm looking forward to see how all four men do this, particularly the quarterbacks, since they don't spend a lot of time on the golf course. So that'll be interesting, and obviously it's for a great cause. Hopefully it'll help as many people as that $10 million can do, and hopefully they can be able to raise more through donations from fans, NFL fans, golf fans, and other sponsors that may want to place some money into this. That'll be great. But looking forward to that. That'll take place on May 24th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Palm Beach, Florida. So it's something to look forward to, and I'll be excited for it. But that is it. That is the 100 Yards Away podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Fernandez. We'll come up with much better news next episode with the NFL schedule release. So I'm looking forward to that, speaking a little bit more about that. And we're looking forward to it. Thanks. Peace.